будет говорить.
Okay. I would like to talk a little bit today about some of the New Testament words.
Šodien es gribētu ar jums runāt par dažiem vārdiem jaunajā derībā.
Nearly everybody reads the Bible in translation.
Gandrīz katrs runā, lasa Bībeli caur tulkojumu.
Is there anybody here who knows New Testament Greek?
Vai ir kāds, kurš zina jaunā derību grieķu valodā?
No, well, I don't either.
Es arī nezinu.
But we have a sister in England called Sheila Harris.
Mums ir māsa Anglijā, Sheila Harris.
And she is a professor of New Testament Greek.
Viņa ir jaunās derības profesora grieķu valodā.
So she's told us quite a lot of interesting things about the Greek language.
Viņa mums pastāstīja interesantas lietas par grieķu valodu.
She says the Greek people are very lively and happy and outgoing sort of people.
Grieķi ir ļoti dzīvīgi, laimīgi un īpaši.
The word for their greeting, as we have in James, where it says greetings.
Jāņa, tas ir James, Jēkaba vēstulē, mēs runājam par sveicienu.
So where we would say in English good morning, labdien, is it for you?
Jā, angliski saka labrīt, mēs sakam labdien.
The Greek word is be happy.
Grieķu vārds ir esi laimīgs. Sveiciens, grieķu sveiciens.
So when people greet each other in the street, they're saying to each other be happy.
Kad cilvēki sasniecinās uz ielas, viņi saka esi laimīgs.
Now not long after the first century, the New Testament was translated from Greek into Latin.
Īsi pēc pirmā gadsimta no grieķu valodas Bībele tika pārtulkota latīņu valodā.
And so that has a completely different background.
Un tur ir pilnīgi cits pamats.
It's a very legalistic language which has lost the sense of joy that the Greek has.
Tā ir ļoti legāla valoda.
Likuma paklausība.
Nu jā, likuma paklausība. Mm-hmm.
Un ir pazaudēts tas prieka elements.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I'd like to look first at the word salvation.
Vispirms es gribētu pievērst uzmanību vārdam glābšana.
How many different language Bibles have we got today?
Cik daudz mums ir dažādās valodās Bībeles šodien?
You've got
četras,
isn't it? Right. Do you know whether your Bible was translated from the Greek or from the Latin?
Vai jūs zināt, vai jūsu Bībele ir tulkota no grieķu valodas vai no latīņu valodas?
Yours was from the Greek, was it?
Jā,
latīšu.
Yeah. So I think there will you'll see perhaps the difference then.
Iespējams, jūs redzēsiet tad atšķirības.
So when you think of the word salvation, what do you think it means?
Kad jūs lasāt vārdu glābšana, ko jūs domājat, ko tas nozīmē?
Any ideas?
Kādas idejas? to forgive sins.
Is that what the word means?
Vai tas ir tas, ko šis vārds nozīmē?
If you save somebody, is it the same word in
Ja tu kādu glābi, vai tas ir tas pats, ko mēs saprotam ar glābšanu? Mm. Perhaps not.
No, no.
Ir jau pestīšana,
arī tās glābšana. Pestīšana, tiek mums liekas, mēs saprotam vienas no tāšu, ka fiziski tas nozīmē ko citu.
Well, could we look in Luke chapter 2, verse 30?
Lūkas evaņģēlijas 2. Nodaļa 30. Pants.
That gives an example then, if they could, somebody could read that.
Kāds varētu nolasīt?
In the English, that is the word salvation. Is it? Is that what you've all got? Is it the same word?
Yes.
Now, the real meaning of the Greek is not just to save somebody, like you might rescue them from drowning.
Grieķu valodā šis vārds nenozīmē, ka tu kādu glāb, teiksim, no slīkšanas.
It's much more positive than that.
Tas ir vairāk pozitīvs nekā tas, kā mēs to domājam.
It really means the word health, wholeness or soundness.
Patiesi tas nozīmē veselību,
health, wholeness, soundness. To be whole, to be complete. Mm-hmm.
Pilnību un soundness.
To be sound.
Saprātīgi.
So Jesus came to save us means he came to make us whole, complete, as we were meant to be.
Un Jēzus, kad atnāca, viņš atnāca, lai mēs būtu pilnīgi sevi.
You can see this from the first time he spoke in the synagogue.
Mēs to varam redzēt, ka viņš sākumā viņš runāja sinagogā.
In Luke chapter 4, verse 16.
Lūkas 4. Nodaļa 16. Pantā.
Could somebody read 16 to 19?
No 16. Līdz 19. Kāds lūdzu nolasiet.
Tā viņš nonāca Nāzaretē, kur viņš bija uzaugs, un pēc savieradumu viņš savas dienā iegāja sinagogā. Viņš piecēlās kā lasīja. Viņam pasniedza pravieši mēsīja grāma. Grāma pasverot, viņam gadījās tā vieta, kur bija rakstīts. Tā kunga gars ir uz manis, jo viņš man svaidīja svaidīt priekavējus un nabagiem pasludināt atvadināšanu cietiniekiem un akriem gaisu sapiegot palaist vaļā un pasludināt man kunga žēlastības gadu.
So you've got all the sides of being made whole then. It's to be made healthy and well in body and in mind. That shows that Jesus came to make us healthy and well in body and mind.
Un tas nozīmē, ka Jēzus nāca, lai mēs būtu veselīgi, svēti savā ķermenī. In prātā, garā prātā.
So it's like a lot of other words in the Bible. When you understand what they mean, it makes the meaning bigger.
Tas ir tāpat kā citur Bībelē teikts, ka kāda nozīme vārdam, tā ir plašāk, tā ir lielāka nekā viena tikai.
So what did Jesus come to save us from?
Tātad, no kā tad Jēzus nāca mums glābt?
In one word?
Vienā vārdā. From sin.
Yes. So let's look at the word sin.
Paskatīsimies uz vārdu grēks.
What do you think it means?
Ko jūs domājat, ko tas nozīmē? Not obey God's will.
That's part of it, yeah.
Yeah, tā ir daļa no.
Let's look at Romans chapter 3.
Romiešiem 3. Nodaļa 23. Pants.
Verse 23.
Kāds nolasiet, lūdzu?
šī Dieva taisnības dota kustībā uz Jēzu Kristu visiem, kas ir, jo tur nav nekāda starpība. Jo visi ir grēkoši un visi ir trūkst dievišķās godības.
Okay. So that is a definition of the word sin. To, in the English it says fall short of the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Is that what your different languages suggest?
Angliski tas ir nozīmē krist īsi fall short.
Nesasniegt.
It's the word which is used when somebody is shooting an arrow.
Tas ir tāpat kā, kad kāds šauj ar bultu.
And the arrow is aiming for a mark.
Un, jā, bulta mērķē uz to.
But it misses.
Tas aiziet garām.
Doesn't quite get there.
Netiek. Nesasniedz.
That's really what the word sin means.
Tas ir tas, ko vārds grēks nozīmē.
So it's not something terrible and bad inside us.
Tas nav kaut kas briesmīgs mūsos, vai slikts.
It's just that we're not managing to be as good and reaching as high as God wants us to.
Tas vienkārši nozīmē to, ka mēs vēl neesam sasnieguši to, ko Dievs no mums grib.
This is
to līmeni,
This is the difference between Adam and Christ.
Un tā ir atšķirība starp Ādamu un Kristu.
Adam didn't do anything really terrible. He didn't murder anybody or anything as bad as that.
Adams nedarīja neko ļaunu, briesmīgu. Viņš nevienu nenogalināja vēl kaut ko.
As Cindy was saying earlier on, it wasn't a very bad thing to do.
Kā Cindy teica jau no rīta, ka tas nebija, tā nebija slikta lieta, ko viņš darīja.
All he did was he didn't quite manage to be as God wanted him to be.
Vienīgais, ko viņš neizdarīja, tas, ka viņš nespēja sasniegt to, ko Dievs gribēja.
So we're all like that. We're not necessarily really bad. We just don't manage to be quite like Jesus was.
Tāpat ir ar mums. Mēs neesam paši par sevi slikti. Mēs vienkārši nesasniedam to, ko Jēzus ir domājis, lai mēs sasniedzam.
Some people do go much worse than that, of course. But I'm not talking about those. That's not just sin. That's something much, much worse. Like people who do murder.
Bet daži cilvēki dara tādas lietas, kā nogalina vai, bet par to mēs nerunājam šobrīd.
So what do we do about it?
Tātad, ko mēs varam darīt šai lietā?
That brings us to the next word I want to talk about, which is repentance.
Tas noved pie nākošā vārda skaidrojuma.
So, when you think of repentance, what does that mean?
Ko tas varētu nozīmēt priekš jums? To repent to God and not to do any more what you did before.
Yes. That's about right. The word itself means to turn round from going one way and go another way.
Jā, tas nozīmē to, ka mēs ejam pretējā virzienā no Dieva.
It means being sorry for what you did.
Tas nozīmē pateikt, nožēlot to, ko mēs esam izdarījuši.
But it's more than that.
Bet tas ir pat vēl vairāk.
You've got to stop going that way and go the other way, the right way.
Ir jāapstājas un lai ietu pareizajā virzienā.
This was a very important thing in England in the medieval times.
Anglijā tas bija ļoti svarīgi viduslaikos.
And I think it might have been the same certainly in Lithuania.
Un es domāju, ka tas varētu būt līdzīgi tajā laikā arī Lietuvā.
The Roman Catholic Church made a lot of emphasis on what they called doing penance.
Romas katoliku baznīca tajā laikā darīja penance.
Par to nožēlu, par izpirkšanu.
They thought they could pay.
Penance. Tas ir maksāt mēslus nodokļus baznīcai, lai tādā veidā izpirktu grēkus.
They could have their sins forgiven by paying or saying certain prayers.
Jā, ka maksājot mēs izpērtam savus grēkus.
And the word for that, penance, sounds a bit like repentance.
Un
in English, I don't know what it's like in the other languages, of course.
Un šie maksājumi, šie mēsli baznīcai angliski skan līdzīgi penance un repentance, līdzīgi vārdam nožēlošana.
This is one reason why the Roman Catholic Church was very much opposed to people reading the Bible in their own language.
Un tas ir arī tas, ka romieši uzsvēra, ka Bībeli jālasā viņu valodā, latīni.
Because they got a lot of money by doing this, telling people this.
Tāpēc, ka viņiem bija daudz naudas, lai tādā veidā cilvēkiem liktu lasīt šajā valodā.
Thank you. So repentance isn't anything to do with that. It's just stopping going the bad way and trying to go the good way.
Jā, nožēlošana vienkārši nozīmē to, ka mēs apstājamies un ejam pa pareizo ceļu.
Now, the next word is really the next thing that happens, which is we want forgiveness.
Nākošā lieta, ko mēs gribam, lai notiek, ir piedošana.
We all know what forgiveness means.
Mēs visi zinām, ko nozīmē piedot.
But the Greek word is more generous than it is in many other languages. It doesn't just mean saying, all right, I'll forgive you, but don't do it again. Is that too much for
one? Grieķu valodā šis vārds nozīmē generous, vairāk nekā citās valodās, ka tikai ok, es tev piedodu. Nesapratu. Labvēlīgāks.
It means to send away.
Tas nozīmē sūtīt projām.
So when God forgives us, he sends the sin right away and it's gone. It's absolutely gone. He doesn't remember it. It's completely disappeared.
Kad Dievs mums piedod, viņš šo grēku sūta prom, un viņš pazūd pilnībā.
It's sometimes translated set free.
Dažreiz to tulko kā atbrīvošana.
So you can see again, it's a very much more positive meaning to the word, isn't it?
Un šeit jūs esat, ka šim vārdam ir daudz pozitīvāka nozīme.
If you think when you are trying to forgive somebody who's hurt you,
kad jūs domājat, ja kāds jūs ļoti ir ievainojis,
can you really do it like that?
Vai jūs varat tā izdarīt, piedot, jā?
It's hard to do, isn't it?
Tas ir ļoti grūti.
Can you look at that person afterwards and not think of what they did to you?
es varētu šo cilvēku skatīties, nedomājot par to, ko viņš ir izdarījis iepriekš.
Jums. It's very hard, isn't it?
Tas ir ļoti grūti.
But
it needs time.
Yes, yes. But God says, when he forgives, he does do that, and it's gone. He can't even see it or think about it.
Bet kad Dievs to izdara, viņš pilnībā atbrīvo, un viņš to vairs neskatās.
And he says he will do that for us as long as we forgive other people like that.
Un viņš mums ir teicis, ka viņš to darīs mums, cikāt mēs piedosim pārējiem brāļiem un māsām.
So I don't think any of us can really say we managed to do that, can we?
Es nedomāju, ka kāds no mums varētu pateikt, ka mēs to pilnībā varam izdarīt.
So we've got to try and remember the arrow. Try and aim at the high mark.
Mums jāatcerās šī būtu, kas mēģina sasniegt mērķi.
If you want to ask any questions while I'm busy, please.
Ja jums ir kādi jautājumi, jūtieties brīviem jautājiem. Tomēr es runāju.
Okay. Well, let's try the next one then, which is a bit more technical.
Nākošais vārds būs nedaudz tehniskāks.
It's the word redemption.
Tas ir vārds atbrīvošana.
We might have to look a bit more closely at the different languages here to see what that, which word this is.
Mums jāskatās, nu, dažādās valodās.
Try if Luke 21:28, since we're in Luke.
Lukas 21:28.
It depends on your translation, really, what they've used.
Когда же начнет это сбиваться, тогда восклонитесь и поднимите головы ваши, потому что приближается избавление ваше.
So, have you got a word which sounds anything?
Избавление.
Your redemption at the end.
Не, отбрившена, как это вар?
Освобождение?
Не, латвийский как это сказать?
Отбрившена?
Ну, тут я там, там, где состоит.
At the end of the verse. It's a bit different, is it? So what does that mean to you?
More close to salvation.
Yes, yes, yes. It would, that would be quite like that in English. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, in the Greek it's not like salvation.
Grieķu valodā tas nav līdzīgi glābšanai.
We've already seen that the real meaning of salvation in the Greek is to make you healthy in body and mind.
Grieķiem tas nozīmē darīt tevi veselīgāku prātā un garā.
Redemption means to set free, to let something go free.
Atbrīvošana nozīmē atbrīvot, nu, darīt brīvu no kaut kā.
So it's linked with the usual idea of salvation, isn't it?
Tas ir saistīts ar parasto glābšanas nozīmi.
It's like when a slave has been set free.
Tas ir līdzīgi, kā vergs tiek atbrīvots.
It's used that way in Romans chapter 3, verse 24.
Romiešiem ar trešajā nodaļā 24. pants. Nolasiet, lūdzu, kāds.
Uzdzēju apraudēnie daram, to blagadātīvo izkupļieniem, var visies jūs izkupļieniem. Tas ir latviešu bīdā.
Izpirkšu.
So, it's being set free, like a slave is set free.
Yes.
Yes, but this isn't that's just the difference. There's no
prestige.
Yes, but the slave doesn't, in this case, it's not talking about the slave paying any money. He can't.
But verga gadījumā mēs nerunājam, ka viņš var izpirkt sevi, jo viņam nav naudas.
He's been set free without him having to pay anything.
Viņš tiek atbrīvots pats par sevi un nemaksāja.
So do you begin to get the idea that it's a happy message, this?
Mēs varam domāt, ka šī ir ļoti priecīga vēsts.
God forgives us, sets us free because he wants to.
Dievs mums piedod, dara brīvus, tāpēc, ka viņš to grib.
Right. Now then, the next one is justification. Romans 4:25.
Nākošais vārds ir taisnošana kaut kāda. Attaisnošana. Romiešiem 4:25. Pants.
You probably find that it's different in the different languages. So.
Mēs atkal
оправдание
нашего, оправдание. That sounds better.
Nozīmes ļoti šķirsies.
Have they all got a word like that, like pravda, right? Yes.
Justification.
So what that does that mean, being put right?
Does not
Yes, good, right, yes. Mm-hmm. So the Russian, is that the Russian you're looking at? Prav.
Оправдание.
Which language? It's verse...
Četurtā nodaļa, 20...
It's verse 25. Pants.
Оправдание,
yeah.
Justification, yes.
You would say that, would you? To translate it? Right. So it sounds like a very technical word, doesn't it?
Tas nedaudz gan tehniskam vārdam līdzīgi.
And it's a word we use in a technical way.
Un tas ir vārds, ko mēs arī lietojam tehniskā veidā.
It's used it's the word which makes everything start at the same place on the line when you're typing something. They all start at the same place.
Visi vārdi sākas vienā pusē.
So. Yes, that's right. Yes. Yes, good. It's interesting, isn't it, to see which languages are closer. Right. So it's being put in the right place. Like on the page.
Nolikt taisnā, pareizā vietā liņķi, teiksim, ja runā par papīrā vārdu izvietojumu.
Does it have the sense in any of your languages of making excuses for something?
Vai jūsu valodā tam ir kāda nozīme atvainoties, attaisnoties ar nozīmi? Jā.
Does it mean that at all in any of the languages we have?
Vai tas to varētu nozīmēt jūsu valodā?
Yes,
in Russian we say...
Aha, yeah, because in English it does.
Nu, tie saka saka, piemēram, pīzmēs saka attaisnīt. Nu, anā, āmur nosīt pa galvu. Tas ir, nu, tas ir pilnīgi. Jā, to viss.
And he's taken away the accusation. So that's nearer to the real meaning than the English. I think English is bad here.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm.
So you're better off than I am for that. Now then, Shall I do one more? What's the time doing, Duncan?
Yeah,
I'll do one more. Reconciliation. Now then. If we look in... Yeah. Well, look in 2 Corinthians 5:18 and it probably be there. We've got to make sure we're all looking at the same word.
Korintiešiem 2. Korintiešiem 5. nodaļa 18. pants. Nolasiet, lūdzu, kāds. 2. 5. nodaļa 18. pants.
Всё же от Бога, Иисусом Христом, примирившего нас с собой и давшего нам служение примирения.
Примирение.
So have you got the word to reconcile there?
Yes, we got it.
Right. Now, what does that mean to you?
Ko tas nozīmē jums?
Dievs mums ir mācījis salīdzināties arī savā starpā. Tā priekšdēļ mēs samierinājums, Dievs samierinājas ar mums, tā mēs, viņš māca mums samierināties ar savā starpā.
It's the same as, like, Jesus taught us to reconcile between each other.
Yes. Right. So the Greek word means come together.
Grieķu valodā tas nozīmē nākt kopā. Sanākt kopā.
So again, it's something which both sides have to do something for.
Tas nozīmē, ka abām pusēm ir jādara kaut kas kopā.
Forgiveness, God does it. Saving, God does it for us.
Piedošanu un glābšanu dara Dievs mums.
We get rid of it. Reconciliation, both sides need to do something.
Tātad taisnošanā abām pusēm ir jādara tas, lai tas notiktu. Jā.
It's in the modern Greek, she says it's used for a shared friendship.
Modernajā Grieķijā tas nozīmē dalīt draudzību.
It's something both sides want.
Tas ir, kad abas puses to vēlas.
So, if you can think of it as a picture,
kad jūs domājat par to, kā glezno aina,
God is holding out his hands, wanting us to come to him.
Dievs tura rokas, lai mēs nāktu pie viņa. Viņam ir šis žests.
And can you think of a parable which illustrates that?
Es varu atcerēties kādu līdzību par šo gadījumu.
Can anybody think of a parable which shows that?
She says, salt sea, when Jesus held his hand to save Peter.
Yes, I was thinking of one of his parables, though. The story.
Sin.
The lost son, that's right.
Son.
Not quite. The son was coming home, but the father didn't sit there and wait for him to come to the front door, did he?
Kad dēls nāca mājās, tēls nesēdēja, rokas salicis, bet viņš viņu gaitīja.
What?
Ko viņš darīja?
He ran to meet him.
Yeah. Viņš pat skrēja, lai satikt savu dēlu.
So that's what God feels towards us. He wants us to come back to him.
Tas ir tas, ko Dievs jūt. Viņš vēlas, lai mēs nākam pie viņa.
I'll do just one more then, is that all right?
Vēl vienu skaidrojumu mums pateiks.
There's one word which really sums up all these other words we've just been using.
Tas ir vārds, kas apvieno visus vārdus, ko mēs lietojam.
Can anybody think what that would be?
Vai kāds var pateikt, kas tas varētu būt? Love.
Not quite, no. I'm thinking of the word grace.
Viņa domā par godību.
Is that?
But mercy. It's close to mercy.
No.
Благодать или милость.
Think grace means.
Un kā jūs domājat, ko šis vārds godība varētu nozīmēt? God. The same word.
It's the same word as God, you mean?
Yeah.
Is it? In which language?
She said. No, it's just
words which have, you find it a lot in the Bible, don't you? But what does it mean? So you need to think hard what it means.
Dziļāk, ko šis vārds varētu nozīmēt, jo ir sinonīmi šim vārdam, bet ir viens patiesais, patiesā nozīme no grieķu valodas.
Well, think of the word for hello, good morning.
Padomājiet par vārdiem.
That in the Greek is kara. Be happy.
Grieķu valodā tas nozīmē kara. Esi laimīgs.
Now, the word for grace is karis.
Vārdam godība, tas ir karis.
So they're very close, aren't they?
Tie ir ļoti tuvi viens otram.
Grace is what saves us.
Godība ir tas, kas mūs glābj.
It's always said, Paul says it many times, you are saved by faith through grace. They go together, don't they?
Pāvils vienmēr šo sādus atkārto. Jūs esat glābti ticībā caur godību? Nē, nav tas cits vārds.
And it means something really spontaneous. It's a spontaneous, free gift.
Un tas nozīmē ļoti kaut ko spontāni pēkšņi.
You don't do anything to deserve it.
Jā, žēlstība.
So God wants to give us this gift to make us free.
Un Dievs grib mums dot šo dāvanu, lai mūs darītu brīvus.
But it isn't a one-sided thing.
Bet tas ir, tas nav tas, tikai tas, ko viņš ir, darīs. Jā, tas nav vienpusīgi.
He wants us to respond to that, come towards him.
Viņš grib, lai mēs atbildam un nākam pie viņa.
And remembering that the word has this element of joy, happiness in it.
Atcerieties vārdu prieks, laime, ko tas nozīmē.
He is happy for us to save us, to forgive us.
Viņš ir laimīgs, ka viņš var mūs glābt, piedot.
And he wants us to come and accept that gift happily.
Un viņš grib, lai mēs nākam un pieņemam šo dāvanu, esot priekā laimīgi.
So the gospel is a thing which should make us happy.
Evangelis ir tas, kas mums var darīt laimīgus.
In English there's a difference between the words joy and happiness. I don't know whether that comes out. Angļu
valodā ir atšķirība starp prieku un laimi.
We're getting into subtle differences here which might be beyond all our translating capability.
Jā, tas ir atšķirīgi tulkojot.
It's possible to feel this sense of joy in what God has done for us.
Sorry.
we can feel this sense of joy, happiness in what God has done for us, even when we're in a very bad situation which would make you unhappy.
Šo, to, ko Dievs mums ir izdarījis, mēs varam just, neskatoties to, kas ar mums ir bijis vai kā mēs jūtamies.
So I hope I've just expanded the meanings a little bit for you with this.
Es gribu to parādīt, ka šiem vārdiem ir tāda plašāka nozīme.
For anyone who speaks English, I've got the notes, if you would like them. And perhaps somebody would be kind enough to translate for you.
Piezīmes tiks izņemts angļu valodā tiem, kuri
anyone speaks English.
Kurš lasa angliski.
Do you want to try to look at it more closely? You would like one, of course you would. Anybody else?